Thank you, Ciarán. Sorry for a bit of mix up here. It's just unfortunate when somebody doesn't turn up, it throws everybody's timings away off anywhere. I would just like to take this opportunity to commend my own staff in Donegal who have been dealing with the continuous stream of passport issues over the last few months, who have been struggling with an unresponsive passport service, I have to say, really. And it is nearly impossible to get through to the passport service through the normal channels, and the Oireachtas line is rarely answered in our experience. Oftentimes, whole days go by without being able to get through. There is a serious issue with inconsistency within the passport services. The information given on the criteria for escalating a passport varies considerably depending on who takes the call. Something needs to be done. My staff are still calling on behalf of constituents waiting for passports since February, and that's just not acceptable. The system seems to be completely unequipped to deal with the demand, and you'd wonder why this is. Because we knew this was going to happen, why didn't we prepare for it? Look, I mean, the passport lasts for 10 years. There's a limited number of Irish people in Ireland. You know, so it's probably the one service that's probably possible to actually plan for and plan for it accurately, even though you could say that if there's 50 million people entitled to a passport in the world, that's 5 million a year, that's so many a day. So you know exactly what you're entitled to. So it should be able to plan properly for the service and to actually respond in a timely manner so that people can actually get the service. And I know as well the part of the problem is that as TDs, we only deal with the problem cases because we don't get it. Because if somebody hasn't got a problem, they don't come near us. But by the volume of applications that you get, the number of problem cases increases, and therefore you get this response. And these are issues that are very important to the people at the individual time that they're doing it. It's something that they only apply for once every 10 years, and it's something that the system should be able to deal with, and there's no doubt about that. So it is clear, I think, that the government haven't taken this issue seriously. I know there has been the talk about people being taken on and responded and stuff like that there. But, you know, even the video released yesterday by Deputy Higgins could have been mistaken as a parody. Instead of actually fixing the problem with the Postal Service, you've instead changed the name of the service to reflect your refusal to fix it. And not only that, but you have then proceeded to celebrate this as if it's a fantastic achievement. It's no wonder Mallow News is no longer running. It's clear that this government is doing a good enough job of making a farce of themselves. Are we going to change all services and departments to truly reflect their work? Perhaps we will have a Department of Housing Crisis next, rather than a Department of Housing. I think it's time that the government took this seriously. Issues of the passport service need to be addressed, and it's been going on too long at this stage. You know, at one time, it used to be people who just went applying for the passport in time to get it processed. Now it's the passports have been there for an awful long time and that nothing's happened with them, and something needs to happen, and it needs to happen quickly. Thank you.